Time now for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Aisha Counts. Meta's expected to show off its newly augmented reality smart glasses at its annual Connect conference in Menlo Park on Wednesday. Now, the person in charge of those glasses took an unusual route to land her job. Lee Chen Miller was working at Microsoft when she bought a pair of Meta's Ray-Ban Stories glasses that she wasn't completely happy with. So, Aisha, tell us what happened next.
Yeah, it was such a fun story. She went out on her own, bought them with her own money, and just wanted to try them out because she loves tech and she loves hardware. And she felt like there was a bunch of things that they could do better. So she decided to email Meta just kind of cold, blind, and say, hey, here's a list of 10 things that you could do better with the glasses. And Meta was like, oh, those are actually good suggestions. We agree with those. And then they ended up hiring her from that. And now she works on the glasses.
All right. So what do the Ray-Bans do?
So they look like normal sunglasses, but you can take photos, you can record videos, and then there's an AI-powered assistant. So if you're eating waffles, you can look at the waffles and ask your glasses, hey, Meta, like, what's in front of me? And it'll tell you that there's waffles in front of you. So it does a few different things.
All right. Kind of wonder about privacy issues. Is that at all a concern for anyone?
It totally is. It's something that's brought up a lot. I mean, I think about that, right? I wouldn't want to be recorded without me knowing. There is like a little tiny light and a sound that comes up so you can know if someone's recording. But to be honest, it's a little bit hard to tell. So that is something that people bring up all the time.
Meta is expected to show off its new AR glasses, which are codenamed Orion. So how are they different than those Ray-Bans?
So I imagine that they'll do all the same things that the Ray-Bans will do, but they will add augmented reality. So if I'm walking and I'm looking out in front of me, I could see like a digital flower, for example. So it's almost like putting an image filter over the physical world. So you can imagine that there could be all kinds of cool things that could happen from that. You might be able to play games, or if you think about the really popular Pokemon Go game, that was a great example of augmented reality in the real world.
Well, smart glasses have been hyped for quite a few years, but have never managed to catch on with the mainstream public. So what is Mark Zuckerberg envisioning with these?
So it's almost like a step towards his vision of the metaverse, right? So this virtual reality world that people are going to live, play, and work in. And augmented reality is kind of like a more friendly step towards that, right? I think if you look at sort of their sales and their financials on the virtual reality side, people aren't really ready to fully go into that idea. And so it's part of the vision towards that. That's what he's thinking.
All right. I'm wondering, people walking around with these glasses, I worry about people who are looking at their phone while crossing the street, or even walking on the street or a sidewalk where they might trip. How much of a distraction is this whole thing?
You know, I've tried augmented reality glasses, and as much as they say it's about you being present in the real world, I did feel very distracted, even just when I was standing there kind of talking to other people. Like, I was so focused on the images in front of me that it was hard for me to still be looking around me. So I think that is something that people should be concerned about, right, depending on what sort of apps or games or things are doing in AR.
So which other companies are working on smart glasses, and where do they stand?
I mean, a lot of companies have tried over the years. So Google had, you know, Google Glass. Amazon has tried. A lot of them have stopped because they weren't really successful. Snap, which makes the Snapchat app, is another big one. They just released glasses last week. So those are ones that I tried. We'll see if they're successful. They're only releasing them to like developers and engineers and those types of folks. And they had tried in the past. They actually tried smart glasses back in 2016. They didn't do well. They basically took a $40 million write-off. So no one has really done it super well. Although you might argue that, you know, Meta's Ray-Bans have been somewhat successful.
All right. And the cost of those Ray-Bans?
The cost of Ray-Bans are about $300. I imagine the augmented reality ones would be even more expensive. So that's something to keep in mind, too.
All right. You better get those little holders so you don't lose them. All right. Aisha, thank you so much. That's Bloomberg's Aisha Counts. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 p.m. on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.